I'm Tayshia Stevens. Despite his dismal performance in the Atlanta debate, President Biden's 4th of July was spent trying to remain on the ballot. Ed Donahue reports.
Had a bad night.
On the Earl Ingram Show on Civic Media in Wisconsin, the president says 90 minutes from the debate doesn't cover what he has done in office.
We're going to win this election.
The president will need to do more to convince Democrats he is ready for another term.
I am feeling panicked.
Ellis Johnston in Minnesota doesn't think Joe Biden is the best candidate for the Democrats. As far as alternatives,
I don't know who that person is.
A source tells the AP some Biden financial backers are holding off or canceling upcoming fundraisers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Britain's Labour Party wins a landslide victory in parliamentary elections. The defeat for the Conservatives leaves the party depleted and will likely spark a contest to replace Rishi Sunak as leader. Also at SRNnews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says for some of the U.S., temperatures are really high.
The highest above average is the West Coast. So those temperatures in California and Oregon, some of those are running, 15, close to 20 degrees above average for the time of year.
National Weather Service says that some 130 million people are under alerts as an extremely dangerous and record-breaking heat wave cooks much of the country. Experts say if you stay outdoors for any length of time, drink a lot of water. Gun rights groups suing California over its firearms tax. The Firearms Policy Coalition of San Diego lodged the Second Amendment challenge, along with the NRA, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and the Second Amendment Foundation. The new tax went into effect on Monday, and it imposes an 11% excise tax on the sale of firearms, parts, and ammunition. This is SRN News. Two Jewish cemeteries in Cincinnati are attacked, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Police are looking for vandals who damaged nearly 200 markers inside the graveyards on the city's historic west side. A number of the gravestones date back to the 19th century and will require expensive restoration. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all across the U.S., and attacks on Jewish cemeteries are one of the more common expressions of it. The problem has only gotten worse since the Hamas attack on Israel last fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge in Kansas has blocked a federal rule expanding Title IX to include transgenderism from being enforced in four states and a patchwork of places elsewhere across the nation. U.S. District Judge John Broome's decision is the third against the rule from a federal judge in recent weeks. It applies in Alaska, Kansas, Utah, and Wyoming because they've been sued. This is SRN News. General Motors will pay nearly $146 million in penalties to the federal government.
The reason for the payment? 5.9 million of GM's older vehicles don't comply with emissions and fuel economy standards. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says certain GM vehicles from the 2012 through 2018 model years didn't comply with federal fuel economy requirements. GM says it did comply with all regulations in pollution and mileage certification of its vehicles.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. The European Union is moving to sharply increase customs duties on electric vehicles made in China. EVs are the latest flashpoint in a broader trade dispute over Chinese government subsidies and growing exports of green technology to the 27-nation bloc. The European Commission says unfair government subsidies for electric vehicles imported from China threaten European carmakers and jobs. More details at srnnews.com.